Hey, it's Molly Webster. I have a surprise for you. Next month, myself and producer Mona Medgaukar are going to do an AMA about our snail sex tape episode. You can ask us anything about snails and the behind the scenes of making an episode work. How long did it take us to make? How did we come up with the sound effects? Why are snails and slugs related? The AMA will be on April 16th, and in order to come, you have to be a member of the lab. So go to radiolab.org/join right now, sign up, use the code word snail to get a discount on your membership. And also, if you sign up now, you get a snail enamel pin. If you're already a member of the lab, come to the AMA. Thank you for listening. Can't wait to see you there, April 16th.
Wait, you're listening?
Okay.
All right.
Right. You're listening to
something very cool.
It's not Radiolab, the
real one,
show
the,
that
the
we do
hour
here.
Long.
From and
WNPRYC.
Hey, I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krilwich.
This is Radiolab,
the podcast
remixed.
So here's the thing. We make this show, and we worry about each and every word, every sound, every breath.
But really, what we're hoping for is that the stuff ends up in your head and just becomes some set of thoughts that we could have never imagined. So with that in mind, a couple months ago, we teamed up with this site called Indaba Music to host a Radiolab remix contest. What we did was we put out a bunch of our stories, but as multi-track versions so that the voice, the interviews, the music, everything is separated out on its own track.
So people could take what we've done and do anything they want with us.
Anything.
And they did.
And our job was to pick a bunch of winners.
So here we are with the results of the first ever, not necessarily annual, Radiolab Remix Contest.
Yes.
5 months straight, you flip through magazines while sitting on
We got 136 submissions.
Every style that you can imagine. And we're going to play a couple for you right now, some of the winners.
Right.
So let's just jump in with the grand prize winner. So one of the pieces that we offered as remix material was this one.
In the afterlife, you relive all your experiences, but this time with the events reshuffled into a new order.
It was from our afterlife show, and it was a story called Some, which was written by David Eagleman, read for us by actor Jeffrey Tambor. And the idea of the story was to imagine a version of the afterlife where all the moments of your life would be clumped together by category.
For 5 months straight, you flip through magazines while sitting on a toilet. You take all your pain at once, all 27 intense hours of it, bones break.
The story itself is kind of a remix in a way.
Yeah. It's a really funny story and poignant at times, and a lot of people chose to remix this story, including our grand prize winner.
My name is David Minnick.
That's him.
Is that all you want?
We'll hear more from David Minnick in just a second. First, let's hear his remix. This is Some, written by David Eagleman, read by Jeffrey Tambor, originally produced by Radiolab, and remixed by David Minnick.
All right, try it. Take two. In the afterlife, you relive all your experiences, but this time with the events reshuffled into a new order. You see, all the moments that share a quality are grouped together. For instance, 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport. 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport. 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport. 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport. 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport. 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport. 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport. 2 years of boredom, staring at a bus window sitting in an airport.
18 months waiting in line. 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 Waiting in line.
Waiting in line, waiting in line, waiting in line, waiting and waiting and waiting in line.
Waiting in line, 18 months, waiting in line.
15 months, looking for lost items, looking for
lost items looking for lost items looking for lost items
15 months
looking for lost items looking for lost items looking for lost items looking for lost items
15 months
looking for lost items looking for lost items looking for lost items looking for lost items
7 months having sex 7 months having sex 7 months having sex
and you itch because you can't take a shower until it's time to take your marathon
200-day shower 200-day shower 200-day shower 200-day shower 200-day shower 200-day shower
I would like to do a whole show like that. It's so much better than just talking.
I would shoot myself if we did a whole show like that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, because you know why it's too Broadway for you.
I'm realizing this for me. This was like, it was the best. It was like, it was Broadway in a way that made me hurt. But it was also like, it was also just a feat of composing.
If I could wake up in the morning and say, I think I'm going to go to the bathroom now. I think I'm going to go to the bathroom now.
Oh, I'd kill myself.
That would be so wonderful for me.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this David?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, David. This is Jad.
Hi, Jad.
We liked your thing a lot. That was really something.
Thank you so much.
Although, truthfully, we kind of disagreed. Robert loved it. I was amazed at what you've done, but it was a little too Broadway for me.
That's not my fault. You got to talk to Jeffrey Tambor about that.
Oh.
No, I'm not. I don't like show tunes either. But his voice was already musical.
David explained to us that each line of Tambor's reed would guide him to a new melody and a new style.
Because he's an actor. He's a really good actor. And so his voice actually follows pitch patterns.
5 months straight, you flip through magazines while sitting on a toilet.
Flip through magazines while sitting on a toilet.
For 5 months straight, you flip through magazines while sitting on a toilet.
And a lot of them actually suggested the type of music, like driving the street in front of your house.
Driving the street in front of your house.
Was already in rhythm.
In front of your house. Driving the street in front of your
That one I could actually hear the first time.
Really?
Driving the street in front of your house.
If you listen to the melody enough times, and then you start putting chords to it, it inevitably suggests some sort of style of music.
5 weeks driving lost, 5 weeks driving lost, 5 weeks driving lost, 5 weeks driving lost, lost, lost.
2 weeks wondering what happens when you die, 2 weeks wondering what happens when you die, 2 weeks wondering what happens when you die.
6 days clipping your nails, 6 days clipping your nails, 6 days clipping your nails.
I just wanted the whole idea of the story to be manifested in music, so you actually feel the long lengths of time when it's 2 years of doing this, a little less when it's 18 months.
Staring into the refrigerator. 15 hours writing your signature.
Et cetera, and to get shorter and shorter.
7 hours vomiting.
And then when he describes that you imagine your life, all the events in your life being in different order, like real life actually is on Earth, I just wanted to cut from one thing to another to another to another in random order, sort of the way life actually works.
In this part of the afterlife, you imagine something
waiting for a green light
analogous to your earthly life.
Reading books.
And the thought,
cars crash, is blissful.
Watching commercials.
A life where episodes are split into tiny
showers.
Swallowable pieces.
Swallowing, swallowing.
Moments do not endure.
Counting money.
You sleep.
Where one experience is the joy of jumping from one event to the next like a child.
Sitting in thought.
Hopping from spot to spot.
Skin is cut on the burning sand.
Working, babies are born.
For instance, clipping your nails.
Staring out a bus window.
Waiting for a green light
shower. Having sex.
Reading books.
Hopping from spot to spot.
Cars crash.
Counting money.
Swallowing, swallowing.
Your eyes hurt.
Tying shoelaces.
Staring into the refrigerator.
Without opening your eyes.
Shower.
Vomiting.
How long did this take you?
Well, all told, about 60 hours.
60 hours.
60 straight hours?
Oh, no. I've got 3 kids. I can't stay up that long.
Oh.
60 hours over a period of a few weeks. My actual job is a piano teacher and a church organist, and I teach a couple of music theory courses at a 2-year college.
Wow.
That's what I actually get paid for. I don't get paid for this stuff.
Right.
It's just,
gotcha.
Wow. It's just fun.
What, how often do you do this kind of thing?
I've entered probably about 30 contests since 2009.
Really?
What sorts of contests?
Well, there was the Snoop Dogg contest, And I turned it into a pirate song. a pirate shanty. I just had him singing over pirate music. Change his rhythm to make it a sea shanty.
Snoopy is what they say as if they knew me. Groupies on my head like a koofy. My nigga Kid Cudi, that's my little buddy. Call some hoes up and get some cutty cutty. What's your life like? Mine's is kind of tight. A long way from hustling. They're trying to wipe.
Well, so David Minnick was our grand prize winner. He gets $500. A ticket to the live show and a back rub from Robert.
I didn't know I was doing back rubs.
I just put that in there. Right, but yeah. Now it's on tape. You got to do it.
Okay.
And let me just say one thing before we do any more winners. And this is in reference to the whole Broadway thing. If we're going to be representative of the kinds of things that we got in, most of the submissions, like I would say about 100 of them, sounded like this.
Oh, you wait. You're listening.
Okay. You're listening to Radio Lab. From
WNYC.
Just sort of four on the floor techno, which I gotta admit, you know, not being a Broadway guy, I sort of like this stuff.
You like this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, lower the lights, put the smoke machine on, I am all about that one. I actually listen to stuff like this when I'm writing.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like the sound of energy.
Really, I am so sorry for you because not only do you lack any Broadway, but you believe in techno?
I just think that's a tasty little loop. It's a great loop.
How do I know you? Okay, we'll be right back and we will have the runners up. Some of them pretty fabulous. Could have taken the crown.
And one of our remixers actually ended up being Paul Miller, aka DJ Spooky.
Mm.
He threw together a breakbeat based on some material from our Limits show. And here it is. To lovingly support some underwriting.
Hi, this is Whitney from Richmond, Virginia. Radio Lab is supported by GFI, creators of Viper Antivirus. Viper is designed to protect personal computers from malware threats, including viruses, spyware, trojans, worms, and adware, without slowing down the computer. For a special offer, visit tryviper.com, click the mic, and enter code RADIOLAB. Thanks!
End of message.
Hello, this is Hannah, and this is...
Molly.
And we're from San Jose, California. Stitcher is having a contest for one of its users to fly to Seattle the weekend of August 25th to see Radiolab's live show, In the Dark. The winner of Stitcher's flyaway contest will receive round-trip airfare for two, an overnight stay in a hotel, front row seats, and a meet and greet before the show. Stitcher users can only enter the contest by listening to Radiolab on the Stitcher app and clicking on the contest banner to register. The Stitcher mobile app is available in app stores and at Stitcher.com. That's it. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we're back with the results from the Radiolab Remix competition. We just heard our grand prize winner.
Now, the runners-up. This first one is from a fellow named Jeff Barr.
He's actually the editor for a really cool podcast named Risk, and he calls this one Pacing About the Lab.
Tales. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 14, 18, 27, 34, 77, 51, 200,
7, 7, 7,
7,
7,
7.
With me.
I really got tuned into...
That's Jeff.
The sounds that aren't meant to be music, but come off as music to me. So I just play with that and turn it into songs.
Mother.
It never occurred to me that there might be any other explanation.
Big fat slice of chocolate cake.
What?
There was... There was...
Mm-hmm.
There was
all around.
You know what that made me think of? It's like if Radiolab were an actual place in some alternate dimension, that would be like the sound of the dead space between thoughts where you're just pacing around.
Right. Or maybe, or perhaps it's what the studio is dreaming about when you're not in it.
Ooh, I like that.
Random sounds like it means random. That is, random sounds like it means random. That is, random sounds like it means
seven.
And, of course, there are other award-winning, runners-up out there, winners, and you can listen to them, the ones we've chosen on our website, also on Indaba's website, but we now have, I got to say, the one that really, really delighted us. It's neither a runner-up nor the grand prize winner. Maybe we would call this the
director's choice.
Yes,
about that.
Exactly, the director's choice. So, just to set this one up, we had a show about vertigo, actually, about a disease.
We turned up an essay from Burton Ruscha
of The New Yorker,
who pretty much invented the whole genre of like medical mysteries. Anyhow, many, many years ago, he interviews this woman about something she's going through and writes an article about it. And we had actually actress Hope Davis dramatize the reading.
I'd been home about an hour. Dinner was ready and waiting in the oven, and I was sitting at the piano, not really playing.
Basically, in this essay, this woman loses control of her body.
I started across the room. I felt the floor sort of shake. Good heavens, I said, what was that?
Things begin to tilt, the world gets very strange and out of scale. Her arms begin to feel like they're lengthening and then contracting. She just completely loses her relationship to the planet Earth.
Frank just looked at me. His face was a perfect blank. He made some remark about old buildings stretching and settling and handed me my drink.
No, she's suffering from a disease called vertigo. That's what the whole essay is about. The surprising symptoms that happen when you get vertigo. Well, listen to what these two remixers, two guys who did this next remix, listen to how they take that idea of vertigo and flip it.
Everything was quite ordinary and normal until Frank came in.
He was a presence in a suit. He was smooth, solid and certain. She could tell the way he moved. He sipped confidence and savored every breath he ever drew. And she was a leaf just let loose from the tree. No idea what she was supposed to be or to do. She was just an outline, some notes on some loose leaf paper. And paper was something he knew how to use. He worked for the paper, capturing the news. A molder of material out looking for a muse or amusement. She was infused with, consumed by his every movement. His blue eyes became her new sky. They spread across the room. They bled over the edges of her vision, and her view was a hue that colored the few things she thought she knew. Two pools that overflowed his face and changed the way she moved.
I felt the floor, sort of. The floor gave a shake. I could feel a little and tremble. Sank. It went down and up. At other people. It was as if I were sinking into the floor. I would tilt, and I'd take a step. And the floor was like snow. It would give under my foot, and I would sink.
So can you guys introduce yourselves?
Oh, my name is Mark Godfrey, and I go by Daimyo as a producer in the world of production, so Chibbity Chang.
And my name is Ryan Vinson. I go by Sketch Lightly in the world of hip-hop music, Changity Ching.
So Ryan's the rapper on this thing, and Mark's the guy who makes the music.
Well, I think all I gave him at first was, like, listen to the stems. I think I could write something about this, interpreting vertigo as something about love and positives and negatives. And he kind of went from there and made all of the music.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. So I was just trying to make something that would fit with his style. So
now, how did you come up with the idea of taking vertigo, which is a disease where you lose your balance and your relationship to gravity, and making that about love and losing yourself in another person?
Yeah,
I don't know. Listening to the other pieces that were submitted before mine, people would either just leave all the vocals basically the same and just do different musical arrangements underneath. And then there were some that would take the vocals and chop them up in all crazy ways. And it was really awesome to listen to. But being a fan of the show, I guess I kind of miss the story sometimes, like just the feeling from the story. So I try to think of a way that I could kind of sit in between there. So the idea of vertigo, just the feelings described in the original piece, made me think of love, not knowing where you, how the space works anymore. I think it's a lot like the way people describe falling in love, where
you get dizzy.
Everything
with it.
Seems different. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Is that just something that made sense to you in the abstract, or were you drawing from personal experience or something? I don't know. Is there something behind that?
I guess it's definitely drawing from personal experience, but I guess
these two guys have been in love for a very, very long
yes,
time.
This is
a kind of
towards.
Confessional thing.
I mean, you could tell if you ever see us in the same room. Like, yes. My leg starts cranking up towards me, and then
I can't the help walls it, start you're moving so in sweet.
On me. It's just eyes,
a sweet
really.
Guy.
No, that's an honest question. Is there a real to that? Or a?
Yeah, no, there is. So when I heard the feeling described in the piece, my question to myself was, why can I relate to this? Like, why does that make sense to me? Because I've never been there. I've never had vertigo. But for me, I guess I'm getting really personal. I'm divorced. I'm really young and divorced, I guess, for most people. The second verse talks a lot about this unsure feeling when your identity becomes lost in someone else, you're not sure where you stop and they begin. And that can be a really great thing, but also can be really troubling. And when you're not sure what you are on your own anymore, I guess. And I guess I have gone through that.
It all happened so quickly, head spinning, turned to wedding ring. She was his completely, and he was her everything. And she was everything in turn, but only in turn. She was Frank's wife first, and nobody third. And second, she was someone who she couldn't quite pin down. The woman that she was before she lost herself in his smile. But he was so handsome and successful, and her husband. And that had to say something about the woman who loved him, right? These were the questions that kept her up at night, eyes wide to the sky, wondering what it would be like if the sun's light didn't strike the moon. She shuddered, shut her eyes, and pressed herself against his side.
I was jelly. I began to move in a different way. I was conscious of a new dimension.
A new place.
I had a new relationship to space.
My legs,
my arms,
face.
My whole body felt
it
different.
Had no permanent shape.
I seemed to be completely at the mercy of some outside force.
I was amorphous.
Well, you're right. That's not a person who's safe anymore.
It's not a happy feeling. Yeah. So in that scenario, I don't want to be too literal about this, but who you're talking from the perspective of the woman about a guy named Frank. I assume that you're closer spiritually to the woman's perspective in this case.
Right. I guess I would say I would more closely associate to the female character.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. She just has all these thoughts and questions, but then the last line is like she shuddered, shut her eyes, and pressed herself against his side. Yeah. So she's kind of brushing those away because it was scary and going back to security and comfort.
But we don't yet know whether she's going to get, going to go solo.
That's very true.
Win. Thank you. Paying attention. I don't know. it's a very subtle line at the end that I don't know. I meant it to be that way because I didn't want it to feel decisive.
So you wrote this from the perspective of somebody who's in the middle of it.
Right, I guess from the perspective of someone who's in the middle of it and not sure if she even really wants to be on the outside of it, but feels like maybe she should. It's a strange place to be.
At the mercy of some outside force.
I guess I sat there for a long time.
You know what's kind of like humbling about that whole thing for me is that like they found something that was in the story that we didn't even know was in there. That thing that's kind of beautiful.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. When this idea was created, it wasn't created by me because I thought it was insane. I thought, why would people in the busyness of their lives
go into our raw material and re-sculpt it. I said, nobody is going to do that. It's just dumb.
But the fact that 136 people took the time to do it,
yeah,
it brought so much talent and energy and cleverness,
yeah, yeah,
and interestingness to the whole thing. It's quite, it's just, I don't know what to call it.
Well, I think it's kind of wonderful is what it is.
Yeah, it's just cool. So thank you to everybody that entered.
Thank you.
And thank you to Indaba for making this possible for us. You can hear a bunch of the remixes on Indaba's website.
That's indabamusic.com. And they run a site that's really extraordinary because it gets a whole bunch of people who love music and love mixing music together.
Yeah.
So thank you, Indaba.
Yeah. I'm Jad Abumrad.
I'm Robert Krulwich.
Thank you for re-listening.
Hi, my name is Marty Foda. I'm a Radiolab listener from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Radiolab is supported in part by the National Science Foundation and by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, enhancing public understanding of science and technology in the modern world. More information about Sloan at www.sloan.org. Thank you.
End of message.